Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, for pretty obvious reasons, it's not allowed for feature films to shoot at the site of the Auschwitz concentration camp, but the custodians of the memorial there have just unveiled an alternative, an exact digital replica that can be used in films. Esther McCarthy joins us now to tell us about it. Afternoon, Esther.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. So did they announce this at Cannes?
Yeah, they announced this at Cannes in the last few days. It's really a move that could potentially completely revolutionise how the concentration camp is portrayed on screen. Like, it's fascinating. So the tech bit is that these filmmakers have developed new technology on a project they've been working on for about 3 years now. It's called Picture from Auschwitz, and it's a one-to-one virtual recreation that has been developed to maximise the visual accuracy while preserving the historical integrity of the site. It's funded by the Auschwitz Museum. They funded the creation of this replica that will be made available to filmmakers for a license fee, so people can apply to use it on their projects.
Okay.
And the goal here then is for complete accuracy. So they've gone into every element of the camp, the meticulous detail, and documented and digitized that. Of course, people will know the notorious sign at the entrance, Arbeit macht frei. Pardon my German. Work will set you free. You know that sign displayed over the main gateway. And then every fence post, brick, roof tile, every element of it has been recreated. Most people, of course, will use this to build their own sets. But there's also an opportunity for filmmakers for who that's not financially viable to use the digital work as convincing backgrounds to films they shoot. So it's quite interesting, quite fascinating, really.
Yeah. And it's realistic enough that they could shoot scenes on a green screen and it would look like the person was in Auschwitz.
Yeah, I don't know what that looks like, but they are definitely saying that this is a potential possibility. I think the focus for most filmmakers will be on building sets. And the fact that it's a one-to-one recreation means they can build them to scale and really accurately. But yeah, I suppose the technology of the future offers that other potential possibility as well.
Yeah.
Because you see, filmmaking now for about 40 years has been almost entirely limited to documentaries in Auschwitz, partly because of the seriousness of what unfolded there, but also because of conservation and protection. Like, the site's going to be with what's hitting 100 years old. It needs to be preserved. It's a memorial site. That's its entire purpose. And rules were really tightened up on that in that regard about 4 decades ago. One of the first, actually, to be turned down was a young filmmaker by the name of Steven Spielberg, who was on obviously telling one of the great films about the Holocaust, Schindler's List, back in 1993. And instead was turned down and instead had to build a set modelled on the camp nearby. There's a practical reason for this, as well as the, you know, being respectful to the victims of the many, many people who died there. There's also a practical element. Like, film sets are like pop-up factories, you know. Even a medium high-budget Hollywood production will have a unit set which could run to hundreds of people. They have rigging, they have lighting. There's a lot of safety measures on film sets for good reason. And that doesn't really marry well with an aging site then that needs to be protected for future generations.
Of course, yeah. Now, what's their motivation in doing this? Because I suppose, do they think it's going to encourage more movies about Auschwitz?
I think so. I don't know if you've had, I'm sure you've had the wonderful Tommy Richtenthal on the show, Sean. From this parish, a Holocaust survivor who's made Ireland his home. I've had the pleasure of speaking with him, and my absolute takeaway, having spoken to him, is that, you know, sense of importance and almost a fear that the testimonies of these people would be forgotten. And I think filmmaking is going to become even more important in that regard with the passing of time. Because let's face it, many of the people now who can give us personal testimonies have passed, you know, and there will be fewer storytellers. So I think maybe that is part of the motivation of the Auschwitz Memorial in supporting this. Like Peter Quinsky of that memorial said that such films can play an important role in raising awareness and deepening emotional involvement in the history of Auschwitz and the Holocaust. Mm. So I think, you know, that becomes more important, I think, with the passing of time. And then there comes greater responsibility with that as well in portraying it accurately. You know, you have the need for historical accuracy coupled with the intention of creativity of the filmmakers. That's always been a little jarring point, you know. And I think by providing this visual accuracy and detail, they at least get that important stuff right, you know.
Yeah, because I suppose there hasn't been, or has there been a gradual decline in the amount of films about the Holocaust and about World War II anyway?
I think they just get more requests than they can manage. I think there's probably, I would guess that dozens of projects every year still. I mean, World War II is one of the great historical periods in filmmaking. It's one of the most common ones. It's almost a genre of itself, of its own, isn't it? The wartime drama. We know what war we're talking about when we say that. So within that, I think there is always going to be a lot of interest in this story. So I wouldn't imagine there is a decline. I would imagine the goal here is accuracy and, you know, the proper spirit of what happened and the story of what happened, and that it is kind of told properly and responsibly by filmmakers, and by providing the service, I suppose, with the benefit of technology, it means they can do just that.
Mm. So if they're licensing this technology, I assume then they're going to have some say over who they license it to, if they feel it's not, you know, respecting the historical legacy.
That, to me, is going to be really interesting. Like, who, you know, do you give it to video game manufacturers? Do you provide it to, you know, music videos? And are those forms of culture any less, you know, entitled to tell stories? So, you know, it does open up new opportunities, and with new power comes new responsibility, Sean, I guess.
Yes.
So that's going to be really interesting to see how that unfolds.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've seen A Real Pain, by the way. It's only come out a few months ago.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was absolutely wonderful. Didn't know it wasn't shot in Auschwitz. Didn't think about it. And then it becomes really obvious, of course, when you think about it, that these films can't be shot on site, you know.
Mm.
But I thought that was a really powerful and quite layered tale as well.
Yeah.
Of how your history influences your present life, you know.
Yeah. Esther, thanks a million for talking to us today. Lovely to talk to you again. Esther McCarthy there.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.